Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Blog Talk Radio Studios. I need to issue an apology right off the top. And this one hurts a little more than the others. The others, it was clearly me making a mistake. This one I just missed. This one I just absolutely whiffed on. Yesterday, during the show, I spoke about how great, how awesome, and how fantastic yesterday was going to be. Yesterday, I thought it was going to be just an absolute incredible day. And yet...
You are a meathead.
It wasn't. It just was not good yesterday. Top to bottom. Just a rough day, man. Just an all-around rough day. We'll get to that debacle of a national championship in a little bit, but man, was that just bad. I have seen, and someone brought this up a couple of weeks ago, and it makes sense. And I think yesterday was the perfect example of it. The NCAA tournament is maybe the only playoff system that you enjoy more at the beginning than you do at the end. That first weekend you love, you just absolutely love. By Sweet 16, Elite Eight, even Final Four, you've checked out. You really have checked out, and last night proved that. Again, we will get to that national championship game in just a little bit. But first things first. Oh, the Kansas City Royals. Yesterday, just an absolute... Now, I had to check the calendar. I had to check the calendar. Because it seemed so reminiscent of a Danny Duffy start in 2016. It seemed so reminiscent of a guy going out there and just absolutely tearing up the opposing batters. Danny Duffy, six innings of three-hit ball, struck out eight. Wow. Just an absolutely incredible, incredible effort by Danny Duffy in this game. Duffman was incredible. And then the bullpen happened. We are far the great bullpen that we had last year of the HDH finish. We are far, far away from any of the excellent relief pitching that we had throughout 2015 and even into 2016. We saw excellent pitching through those middle relievers. Now, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Matt Strom gets the loss in this ball game. He allows four runs, walks in two of those. I don't know. And yes, it is one game. Yes, it is the first game of 162. But man, is this one going to sting. And we get an off day, even worse. We get an off day today to not even digest. We get to sulk in this thing for the next 24 hours. You have to believe after Duffy was pulled out of this game and a little bit early, I thought. I thought maybe Duffy could go seven. But you looked at the bullpen, you looked at what was going on, and you looked at Danny Duffy coming off of the field.
Duffman has a bad feeling about this.
And I think we all had a bad feeling about this. I think we all had a bad feeling when Mike Moustakas hit that home run. You were living on cloud nine. I mean, you were living on cloud nine. Fourth inning home run. He smashed that thing. Absolutely crushed it. And then Miguel Sano comes up and hits one that still hasn't landed. He hit that in Minneapolis and it landed in Green Bay. I mean, that thing was plastered. They use a, what, six-run, seventh inning. And, oh, man, I just, there's really nothing you can say outside of that Moose home run. There was nothing really tolerable in this game. Three hits, that one RBI, did get on base with a couple of walks, something that was rare last year for the Royals. They were a very eager team at the plate, going to get some walks, going to get the uppage, I don't even know if that's a word, trying to get these pitchers deep. Irvin Santana, the winning pitcher yesterday for the Twins, seven innings, two hits, and you have to give your hat to, you have to tip your hat to Irvin Santana. He was straight dealing yesterday. He was flat out dealing. Seven innings, two hits. That one earned run, struck out three. But, man, you cannot waste a Danny Duffy outing like this. You cannot waste what really was his best of the year. His best, oh, my goodness. I mean, we may never see, and I think we're going to consistently see Danny Duffy good outings. I don't think we're going to see eight strikeout outings. I don't see that. I don't see that happening every game. I only see it maybe happening again twice this year. I think Danny Duffy reaches 10 strikeouts maybe three times the entire season. And this one they wasted. It just felt like the 2016 season again. Duffy goes in, makes a big time day, has just a great day, and they blow it. They absolutely blow it. Matt Strom gets the loss in this ball game. As we said, gives up four earned runs, including two of those coming via the walk. His ERA now, and this, I love early season ERAs. I love them. Matt Strom's ERA after last night's game, after yesterday afternoon's game, I should say, 108. Travis Wood, who allowed two more earned runs in that game, 54 is he on his ERA. Just kind of a funny thing. After one game, your ERA skyrockets. Duffy's at 1.50. That is only going to stay pretty firm throughout the rest of the year. But again, Kansas City gets the loss. They go to 0-1, get a day to think about it, and then go back on the mound tomorrow. Ian Kennedy making the start for the Bullpen Blue. We'll talk a little bit more about that on tomorrow's show, but do need to move to that national championship game. As I try to put a positive spin on this thing, but it was just, it was terrible. It was an absolutely terrible game. The Zags shot 8 of 19 from 3-point. 42%. You know, anytime that happens, you think, oh no, that is absolutely terrible. The Tar Heels shot 4 of 27. 4 of 27 from 3-point range. After a while, wouldn't you just quit? Wouldn't you just stop shooting threes? After a point, wouldn't you just stop? Wouldn't you try to get into the bucket? 26 of 73 both of these teams shot right around 30%. The Gonzaga Bulldogs hit 33 and the Tar Heels 35%. This thing was just absolutely terrible. I have to be honest. It was absolutely terrible. And in a tournament that only had, and I strongly believe this, and I said this yesterday, and I got a lot of heat for it. This tournament had three good games. Three. At most, three good games. Kentucky-Wichita State was very good. Kentucky-North Carolina was very good. We saw a couple of Elite Eight games that were tolerable. That Oregon-Kansas game was very good. We saw that. We saw the Sweet 16 matchups that were very good. That, again, that Oregon-Kansas game was good. But you had 67 games, and three of them were any good? That I don't get. But congratulations to North Carolina. They get yet another championship, 71-65. They really just kind of shut down this inside presence of the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Jimmy Karnowski, 9 points, seven of those coming from the charity stripe. He had one shot. He had one make, I should say, in the entire game, 1 for 8, put up 8 shots, all within 2 feet of the bucket, and could not get anything to fall. 9 points for him. The leading scorer for the Gonzaga Bulldogs in this game, Nigel Williams-Goss, he had 15 in the game. And really, this thing just sucked. I would like to put a positive spin on this thing, but thank God basketball is over. This, I'm just so glad, and I know I'm going to get some heat for that, but thank God basketball is over. This last month has just been absolutely atrocious. All right, a little bit of college basketball news before we move on. Georgetown has hired former player and former Georgetown Hoya and former New York Knick, Patrick Ewing, to be their head coach. They fired JT3 a couple of months ago, and are now replacing him with former Georgetown star Patrick Ewing. So we'll have to see how that works out with a new regime at Georgetown. John Thompson III was just not getting it done. He just absolutely not getting it done. We'll find out. I hold my judgments yet on the Ewing thing. It's just always tough to bring in a guy that hasn't coached before, a former player that hasn't coached before, and get automatic results. And I don't think we're going to see that in Georgetown. But again, Patrick Ewing, the new head coach for the Georgetown Hoyas, the men's basketball team, getting now the starting center for that team. Maybe he has a little bit of eligibility left. All right, real quick before we get done today. This thing, there's an absolute circus in Dallas, Texas, an absolute circus, and it revolves around Tony Romo. Tony Romo has not officially retired, but it is now saying that he will go into broadcasting. He has made it clear in the last 24 hours that he wants to go into broadcasting. And apparently, according to ESPN, he has received interest from all three major networks, CBS, Fox, and NBC, to be a color commentator. Who cares? Tony Romo, and he still holds out that he will return to a team if he is needed, which is AKA, I'm not retiring. I just can't get a job. But again, Tony Romo may be on your television sets next year in a color commentary role. Hopefully he's better than a couple of those guys on ESPN. He can't be any worse than a couple of those guys. He can't be any worse than who was the guy several years ago that came in. He was a comedian, whatever, whoever his name was. You know who I'm thinking of. Couldn't be any worse than him. So we'll find out how Tony Romo does. I still think we're going to see him in a jersey next year somewhere. I think we're going to see him as even an emergency quarterback. Tony Romo somehow, some way, will make an NFL squad next year. All right, that is all I have for today. Remember, tomorrow, 15 minutes of fan trivia. Showtime change. We are moving 7:30 tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, join us for 15 minutes of fan trivia. We have a special show. We will be doing that every Wednesday. So if you do want to get in on the fun, contact me on the Facebook page or via my Twitter account, JeffWertz1, at JeffWertz1. Contact me, and we will get you on as a guest. Have the first 2 or 3 weeks lined up for guests, but if you do want to join, I'll be running this throughout the spring and into summer, probably all summer long as well. We'll do a little bit of that. But again, 7:30 tomorrow night will be 15 minutes of fan trivia. We'll have a little fun with that. And again, if you do want to join, either contact me on the Facebook page or via my Twitter account, and we will get you set up for a date and time for the event. Have a little fun with that. Tomorrow we will start that. Have a little changes, little tweaks every once in a while, but major show is down for tomorrow, so do check that out. 7:30 tomorrow night, we will be on air with the 15 minutes fan trivia show. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow night for a brand new edition of 15 minutes of fan.